You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are a couple of weeks from opening day, as is everyone, and their roster seems to be coming together a little bit, but there are still some outstanding issues that need to be addressed. Let's talk to Chris Heft about all of that. I am Allison Sutter. Chris, Bobby Evans was on the radio today, I guess, talking a little Matt Cain. So sounds like he's not real encouraged by the spring that Matt is having. What did you glean from that interview?
I gleaned that Matt better throw real well in the next outing or two, or the Giants are going to have to do something creative. Now, one of the things Bobby said was, you know, Matt's earning $20, $21 million this year. Bobby said, or in so many words, he said he would not hesitate to, quote, unquote, you know, eat the contract. So they're not going to, in short, they won't keep Matt just to pay him, you know, not to waste his salary. They're going to do what they have to do to send the five best spring camp with the five best starters. And, you know, if he's one of them, so be it. But if not, it's going to be, somebody else, maybe like Ty Block, who happens to pitch in today's game.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to a pitcher, it's, you know, even if the team is on the hook for all that money, I mean, sometimes with a hitter, an older guy, you can sort of justify keeping him around a little bit just because he'll be able to do something, make contact, move runners over, hit a fly ball, bring somebody in. I mean, there's certain ways that you might be able to use him. You can prolong the inevitable. But when it comes to a pitcher, I mean, he's not getting anybody out. You can't just have him go out there every 5 days just because you're paying him X amount of dollars. So I guess it really doesn't really leave them a choice if they have better options, and certainly the Giants have better options.
There's that saying, Allison, I know you've heard it, you know, the hitters tell you, you know, how a pitcher's throwing. And, you know, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but it's definitely exceeded, the ratios for Matt have definitely exceeded, you know, one hit per inning, which is not good. And he's not getting a whole lot of swings and misses. Bobby spoke optimistically about trying to help Matt with his improve his deception, but that just doesn't come overnight. So the rest of the spring is going to be, you know, quite intriguing.
Yeah, it's if he's not having success against hitters right now that are not in full, you know, in regular season mode yet, I just can't imagine what would happen when, you know, the bell rings in April and, you know, these guys are a little bit locked in with their swings, their timing's down. You've covered so many spring trainings, and I mean, I've covered a ton of them. I remember Woody Williams, and of course, Matt Cain is much younger than these guys, but I remember Woody Williams, like, watching the end of his career inevitably arrive when he was not having any luck during spring training, any success. And you hate to see it happen. At some point, when it goes, it's hard to watch.
Yes. Not to get too philosophical here, but there's that saying that an athlete dies twice, and it's rough enough seeing that first death, so to speak. You know, for those of us who've seen a particular athlete maybe, you know, at the peak of his career, you know, perform so well, and then all of a sudden, it just can't do it anymore. It is rough to witness.
Yeah, it's the injuries. Once you have an arm injury with a pitcher, it's so hard to ever be the same. So, okay, well, let's go on to less depressing topics. So let's talk a little bit about the bullpen. Albert Suarez, so they seem to be sort of stretching him out to be a spot starter, but he's mostly ticketed for, like, middle relief, long relief. Is that, I mean, that's kind of his role, right?
Yeah, I think his role just might end up being pitcher. You know, not to sound like a smart aleck, but, you know, whenever they need him for, that's what he would do. If they need him for long relief, great. If they need him for, you know, to coin a phrase, intermediate relief, to throw two innings instead of like four or five, you know, maybe they'd use him for that and save the rest of the bullpen. Or, you know, on rare occasions, if Bruce Bochy just wanted him to get a couple guys out in an inning, you know, and maybe go another inning, maybe not, Bruce might use him in that situation.
And I also want to ask about some of these veteran non-starters in camp. I mean, non-roster guys in camp. You know, normally the list of non-roster invitees are players that you kind of have heard about if you've been, like, paying attention to a team that they might have played for, like, 5 years ago. There's a lot more recognizable names on this list, Jimmy Rollins being one of them. What are the chances of any of these guys, Michael Morris, Ruggiano, that Rollins, I mean, to make the team?
I would say Rollins and Michael Morris have definite chances. And they, even though one's a power hitter and the other isn't, they're kind of in the same boat. I think the Giants are going to watch their at-bats really closely here over the next couple of weeks, you know, to see if they can, if they can project as good bats off the bench. I mean, the Giants haven't had very good hitting off the bench in recent years, and they can get a, power hitter in Morris, or maybe just a pesky on base guy like Rollins. But can either of them do it in the regular season? That remains to be seen.
What's it like for Jimmy Rollins? I mean, how's he been? It's got to be tough for him to, after the success that he's had in his career, to be in spring training with a team that he's not familiar with and to be a guy that's not even guaranteed a spot. That has to be, I don't know. I know some guys just opt to sort of retire rather than try to hang on like for one more year. How has he been this spring?
It's been off and on. Also, he's shown a little power recently. And, I thought he was maybe close to the end when he was with the Dodgers a couple of years ago. I've changed my mind. I guess you have the right to change your mind, right? I've changed my mind a little bit about him. I think he can perform defensively. I don't think defense is going to be an issue for him because if he stays on the team, they'll want him to play some second base. And again, that's something I think he can do. But how do you project whether a guy can do that off the bench? That's a good question. Because that's mainly the role he would appear in. I'm almost certain of it.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting to see. I mean, he's still, what is he, like 38 years old? I mean, he could have another season left in him. But it's just interesting to watch how guys opt to. I don't know. I've always found it like really sad to. And I've covered I remember covering Turk Wendell of all people, and he was like in Astros spring training. And he was done, but he was like just trying one more spring, and then they released him, and then he just kind of like just went away. And I always like felt bad. I'm like, he had a really nice career, and he just goes, he's just gone, and nobody, like, that's just the end of it. I don't know. There's something like sad about that, that there's no more of a final, a finality to it, like more recognition or something.
It's, rarely you get, I remember Mike Schmidt quit in the, I think it was the 89 season, after like a month or so. He had played in a game against the Giants, actually, at Candlestick Park, and made a couple errors, and then the next day he said, the heck with it. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. So, it hits different guys at different times and affects them in different ways. So there's all kinds of ways to walk out.
I know. Yeah. The ones that get to announce their retirement and get the big send-off, I hope they realize how fortunate they are to be given that kind of privilege, because 95% of these guys, they just kind of go. nobody really notices. Anyway, this has been kind of sad. But Chris, I appreciate the time, and we're
going to
talk about much happier things next week, much happier occasions next week. So okay,
we will.
All right, thanks, Chris.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.